Welcome to day 9, right? Day 9 of the podcast. This is producer Dave. So excited again. Oh, come on. We get to do this all over again. Day 9. This is going to be great. We got lots of good stuff coming up. Everybody's ready? Everybody's in their place? We're good to go? All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the show. Cue the tape. It's so great to have everybody back again. Kendall, welcome back. It's good to have you back on the show. I know you something came up yesterday. You're going to share a little bit about that, but welcome back. We missed you yesterday for the news. Can't be the daily news without Kendall. Thank you, Kendall, for coming back. We're going to have a great show. Kendall, welcome. Over to you. Let's start the show.
Hey, guys. This is Kendall. Did you miss me yesterday? I had a few calls. All is good. I will explain at the top of the hour in the next news update. Glad to be back. Loved day 8. What a fun episode. Selfie, I was at your comedy club show, you were hilarious. Have a great show everyone. See you all in a bit.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast Day 9. How exciting, we are going to talk about being a good community member today. No matter where you live around the world, you live in a community, whether big or small. Community is very important to Santa, so we have many things to cover today. Welcome to Day 9. The Daily Santa Podcast is growing. Two new countries are now added to our list of listeners. This is so exciting. Welcome to our new listeners in India and Italy. Wow, the message is getting out. Thanks for listening. We missed Kendall yesterday, so let's start with her today. Kendall, take it away.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Hi everyone, this is Kendall. Thanks for the comments. You might have noticed that there was no news report yesterday. I was helping out at the toy shop yesterday. They were a little short on staff as many of the elves were helping to dig Santa out of that big snowstorm. Even the weather guy was helping the elf shovel. What a storm. I am back. Thanks for checking on me. Let's get right into today's news. Snow stranded Santa in his home recently, causing him to work from home. This is a rare event, but the community got together to help and Santa is now out and working with the elves to catch up for the delays caused by this massive snowfall. With an early look at the weather, here is our weather guy, Sorback and all, to bring us up to date.
Periods of snow tonight. Low, well below freezing. Back to you, Kendall. And my back is sore.
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Rudolph made a rare appearance on the Daily Santa Podcast, generally not stepping into the limelight often. Rudolph dropped by for a short visit. For more on the reindeer preparations and tryouts for this year's Christmas Eve run, let's go to our resident reindeer expert elf, the coach.
Hey everyone, my name is Coach. My job is to take this group of reindeer and get them ready for Santa. Santa doesn't select just any reindeer. You don't show up to reindeer training camp with a lazy, I don't feel like it, attitude. That doesn't work for us. Not every reindeer gets the opportunity to play in the big game. It is all about heart, getting 1% better, every day. You have to play to win. Work the plan and plan the work. There is no time to think when you get called up for the big day, you better be ready. Santa could call an audible, and you had better be ready to go where you need to go, be who you need to be at a moment's notice. There is a lot of pressure on this year's crew. These youngsters have a lot to prove if they want a shot at greatness. Greatness doesn't look for you, you have to go after it. If I have one thing to say to this year's group, that would be Santa is counting on you, these listeners, here on the Daily Santa Podcast. They are counting on you. The only thing that can keep you out of the game is you. Get your head in the game, show up. Wherever you are, be all there. I gotta get back to the practice, we have a long way to go to be ready for December 24th. But I promise you listening today, we will be ready. We will make this happen. Those reindeer, they will make it happen. You have my word on that. Back to you, Kendo. From the reindeer training camp, this is the coach. Be great everyone, let's get to work. Let's go reindeer, let's slay this.
Thanks, Coach. Great to hear things are going well and that the reindeer are getting in shape for this year's trip. In other news, Santa has committed to one less cookie per day in an effort to reduce his weight for December 24th. This comes at a difficult time, as Mrs. Claus and her elf baking class have been gearing up for the holidays. The amazing smell of fresh baked Christmas cookies has been filling the Claus home, making it difficult for Santa to stay on track with his diet. But he is trying. And finally, with the increased snow expected in the upcoming days, all elves are reminded to not park their minivans, compact cars, Mini Coopers, and smart cars so that the elf plowing companies can keep the roads clear for Santa and local residents. Be advised, clown cars are also included in this request as well.
That's funny.
For more daily news, be here tomorrow for the latest news from around the North Pole. Merry Christmas. Back to you, Twinkle.
Thanks, Kendall. Hey, producer Dave, you've been putting in some long hours. How are you holding up?
It's a lot of work, but I'm loving it.
Isn't it great to see new listeners joining in on our podcast?
Oh, it's so amazing to see them come along. It's great.
What is one thing you would like our listeners to do to help grow the show? How can they help?
I think if everyone could just share the show with one family, one person, it would help Santa's list so much. If we could share the show out with our friends and family. We want to get as many kids on Santa's nice list this year as possible. We want a record year, Twinkle, for Santa's list. As many kids as we can. And that comes by listening to the topic of the day and actually doing the topic of the day. Every day. All 25 days. All the way through. And I think if we do that, we've got a great chance of getting on Santa's nice list. And I think he's going to add a lot more people because of the podcast.
Great. If everyone can help share the show with a friend or family member, we can grow and help more kids stay on the nice list. Santa, you are seeing an increase in new names going onto the nice list as a result of the show. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. You can always find us there as well. I think Clara is here with another great Santa fact. Over to you, Clara.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here again with all of you. Producer Dave asked me to come back and share another amazing Santa fact with you. When you travel, countries require you to show your passport. When you travel around the world to every country, that is a lot of passports. Santa has special permission to enter each country without registering at the border for each country. Santa and Mrs. Claus do have Canadian passports. In 2013, Mr. and Mrs. Claus received their own Canadian passports from the Canadian Immigration Minister. So, if you live in Canada, you might see Santa shopping at your local shops. Trust us, you will know him if you see him. Merry Christmas!
Santa's topic of the day is about community. We are going to share 5 ways that we can be a better community member. Here is a project for you to do as a family. 1. Do some research with your family and discover one thing that you did not know about the place, the community that you live in, just one thing. How old is your community? What is the oldest home in your community? Can you go for a drive and find the oldest house in your entire community? Who has the best Christmas lights in your community? Go and check them out as a family. 2. Learn about all the helpers and services in your community. Make a list of everyone that you can think of: police, firefighter, paramedic, doctors, nurses, teachers, letter carriers, the mayor. Make a list of all the people who work hard for you every day. 3. Learn about and celebrate your family's culture. Where is your family from? What kind of food does your family serve during a holiday? What are your family traditions? 4. Volunteer with a community group, help at the food bank, deliver a meal to the fire station, do something kind for someone as a family. And 5. Take a video or picture of a local landmark together as a family. We all come from many different places. Some of us have moved from one country to a brand new country. And that move can be very hard on a family. If we can all find a way to make our community stronger, we will feel better about our friends and neighbors. Let's build a great community for Christmas. Kendall has a Christmas poem for us today. Glad to have you back, Kendall. Take it away.
Our Christmas poem today is called Peppermint Stick. I took a lick of a peppermint stick, and oh, it tasted yummy. It used to be on the Christmas tree, but now it's in my tummy. Producer Dave's wife Jennifer makes the best candy cane Christmas cookies. They are simply amazing. Maybe if we talk about her great cookies, some might arrive here in the studio. Producer Dave, will that work?
Thanks, Kendall.
Okay, Twinkle, we have a call here. The light is blinking on the machine, and we have a message. And I believe, is it true? This message is from Kenya. My goodness, this is going to be exciting. Wow. Okay, so here's the message.
Thanks, Producer Dave. Great. This will be our first call from Kenya.
Hello, my name is Almezi, and I am calling from Kenya. The Daily Santa podcast is an amazing show. We are listening to this show every day. Santa, have you ever had troubles while traveling on Christmas Eve? Thank you for all that you do for the children around the world. We look forward to your visit to Kenya. Blessings, Almezi.
How exciting. Thank you, Almasi. It is so great to have you listening. Thank you for your message, Santa. Have you ever had a problem or incident while traveling? You have been doing this for a long time. Any troubles along the way?
Well, Twinkle, I can safely say that we have had no incident. We have a team of very safe elves who make sure that the sleigh is good. I have the new s'mores option this year. Don't tell Mrs. Claus. Oh, but anyway, we have a safe sleigh. We have Coach. Oh, great job, Coach. Coach teaching the team. We have safety all around us. So we are very careful and very well planned. We want to make sure we don't miss any families around the world, including Kenya. Oh, I love Kenya. It is one of my favorite places to go. There's not a lot of snow there in certain parts of Kenya compared to here. But it is beautiful. Thank you for your question. Thank you for calling in. Oh, I would love to hear from everybody listening to this podcast. Send me a message. Oh, that would be great.
Thanks, Santa. Be safe this year. Many people are counting on you this year.
Remember to take action and do something to learn more and be active in your community today. Thank you for being a part of our show today. Remember, Santa is watching. See you tomorrow for day 10. We hope that you had some fun. Stick around for a special treat for all of our listeners that have stayed with us to the end of this episode. A little surprise awaits. See you tomorrow. This is Kendall. Have an elf-tastic day, everyone.
Okay, you know what's happening. It's the end of the show. This is the end of episode 9. Day 9 is done. It's in the books. Finished. Tomorrow's day 10. Two digits. Yeah. So, you know what happens at the end of the podcast. This is where we have some of our silliness, some of the mistakes that we make while recording, and I hope you enjoy them. But here's a taste of some of the fun that happened behind the scenes. See you tomorrow for day 10. Have a great day, guys.
I almost forgot to go to the weather report. Oops. See what happens when I miss a day. Yikes. I think I need another one of Jennifer's candy cane cookies. Let's try that again.
Producer Dave, can we turn the heat up a little in here? Selfie has the window wide open again so that he can talk to Marshmallow outside the window. There is like snow everywhere. I can see my breath in here.
Oh my goodness, this phone is so much fun. I keep finding all these great new sounds. Like, oh wait, what's this? Oh, this one? Yeah, oh, it does this too. Everyone, look, my phone does this. And this. This is great. I'm going to call Jennifer and see if she can send us those cookies. Candy cane cookies. Woohoo! Because I'm cute. You know it. I'm cute. You know it. Producer Dave, are we going to be... What time do we start tomorrow for day 10? 8 a.m. Ugh. I guess I'm not gonna party with Marshmallow, Graham, and Coco tonight. We were supposed to go out and have some more fun, but... S'mores. I said it again. Oh, sorry, we're recording. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Merry Christmas.
In a world where movies are remade.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee!
A new movie.
Great job, everybody!
From our hero, Selfie.
It's great to be here!
Join Selfie.
Hi.
As he reprises...
Treat every day like Christmas.
The classic Christmas movie, Elf.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Coming to theaters.
We elves try to stick to our four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
December 24th.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Get your tickets now for Selfie, the movie.